BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily. On today's show, I decide to call our boss and put him on hold. It makes for one of the most uncomfortable feelings I've had in quite some time. Listen to the whole thing in full here. Also, Greg James from G in the Park. Innuendo bingo with Grimmy is a proper wet one. His Justin Bieber tea will never be the same again. Charlie Slough is back for Fat Tuesday. And also, who stole my chocolates?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Scott here, feel a bit sick. So, we can't say what it is, but we've done something earlier.
We've done something very bad.
We've done something bad. We may have overstepped the line somewhat. And, oh no.
So, a situation may be occurring right now that we can't go into too much information, but we're now very worried that we might be fired.
Yes. this is a very real possibility right now.
Anyway, we're hoping to bring you the results of this. Well, later, but we're not sure if we can.
No. Do you know what, though? It's been brilliant working here. I've had a great time.
Whilst we're allowed to talk, can I just say it's been a pleasure serving with you?
Absolutely. I mean, we've done a couple of years now, haven't we? A few years.
It's been a real honour.
I've really enjoyed it. And you've got so much better than you used to be.
Thank you.
That's a compliment.
So have you.
Well, you say that. But, yes.
If it all goes quiet and there's a few songs played...
My fear is quite real right now. It's something to do with one of our bosses. I don't want to go into any more details because we don't know whether we can play it or not. But I can tell you that all being well, he has stood outside at the moment. All being well, 1:45 today.
I'd rather we kept talking because my fear is as soon as you stop talking, 2:45.
Yeah, that could be on at 2:45. I'm ignoring that now and going to 1:45 when we hope to bring you Innuendo Bingo with Nick Grimshaw.
He has stood
outside. We stop talking?
If we carry on talking, though, he can't come in, I don't think.
He could. I don't know what to do.
Let's play a couple of songs. We'll deal with the situation.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I forgot this is the one with the Who goat in it. Taylor Swift. I knew you were trouble on BBC Radio 1. So Nick Grimshaw is coming up with today's Innuendo Bingo. Last time, they did it in the shower. Today, nicely back in the studio with Grimmy.
Sat down this time as well. Do you remember it was really awkward because we were sort of stood up?
Yeah, and I think we'd all been to some Christmas parties the night before, so everyone felt a little bit sick. Mm. So 1:45, that's coming up. I'm going to play this amazing track by Jungle called Time, and then we'll do it, shall we?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Loads of people are going to be watching for the first time today as well, they're saying on Twitter. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, it's really easy. Just go to any screen where you can get the Radio 1 website, basically. Even on your phone, you can watch it on the move. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get it on your tablet, on your laptop, on your computer, and click on the massive button that says play. I'll tell you when the cameras are on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Jungle and Time on Radio 1. Nick Grimshaw is here. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you.
How are you? You good?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
I feel a little bit apprehensive about this.
No.
You're an old pro.
It's much more comfortable in the studio than last time. Do you remember? Stood up in the shower. That green stuff.
Oh, God, yeah. Wow.
You weren't feeling the best.
Oh, my God, that was the worst thing ever. Have we talked about this on air?
Yeah. We just said that last time it was at Fern's Christmas party that's a tradition. She does it on air every year.
After the Works Christmas too?
Yeah.
It was literally... I'm not exaggerating now. That was the worst day of my life.
You've ever felt?
Ever.
So far in your life?
I was in my boxer shorts with Charlie Slough and Wretch 3-2 covered in eggnog.
Oh, yeah, you were as well.
It's not a great day, is it?
I remember when you turned up, you looked actually green.
And then I had to take everyone from the Radio 1 breakfast show out for Christmas lunch and I fell asleep.
Did you? In your dinner?
I was like, I've got to go home. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Kylie Minogue's just tweeted saying...
I know, that's weird.
I love this.
Saying, yay.
She's right involved in the Innuendo Bingo bands now.
Has she done it?
She has hosted it in my absence.
Oh, yes!
With Hugh Jackman and him playing.
Oh, of course.
So Australia's
special. She's a big fan of... big fan of Innuendo Bingo.
She loves it. Now, are you wearing that?
No, I've got an Innuendo Bingo outfit in my bag.
Which is what?
That's so you. Bring another outfit.
Because I've got to go to work after this.
Outfit.
I don't want to lie around the house all day. Soggy.
Do you not?
No.
That's what Chris Miles used to do. Playing some games. Are you actually busy?
Yeah, I'm busy all day.
Doing what?
Well, I've got a meeting. Meetings.
Whatever.
Got a meeting.
About what?
I can't tell you. It's top secret.
Is it?
Tell you off.
Tell us then. You're rubbish with secrets.
Show me the outfit. No, you're just going to tell us then. Go on.
Okay, I can't tell you about the meeting.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm playing tennis at 5.
Well, no, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm going to play with Colette for the first time I've ever played since school.
No.
My good friend Colette.
I'll teach you. You'll be brilliant.
Is she any good?
The best way to get fit. Plus, you enjoy yourself.
Is she any good at it?
She's good at all sports. She's a freak.
I can imagine that.
So I'm going to play with her. I mean, what if it rains?
Well, we'll get wet, love.
So we're playing later on at 5. So I brought a shorts because I thought they were better drying than clothes.
They're nice.
Yeah.
And then I bought, I can't remember, just some T-shirt.
Going through Grimmy's back.
Oh, a Justin Bieber T-shirt.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay,
and
we're
in to play tennis,
tour, 2013.
Not to play tennis, but innuendo bingo.
Oh, this is the innuendo bingo.
Have you got your tennis outfit in there as well? Are you going home first?
No, I'm going to hopefully buy that before I play.
Awesome.
I don't have a racket around. I don't even know where you get a racket.
You've got to buy a racket.
Well,
they'll have them there.
Okay. We're just going to play in the park.
Oh, no, they won't have
one of them there, will they?
Get a racket, then.
I need a racket.
Oh, this is fascinating, isn't it, hearing two celebrities talk about going to the park and the drama that that takes.
Just buy a racket.
What am I going to play with my hands?
I'm going to buy a
racket. Let's catch.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. So, Innuendo Bingo is coming up next. The Scott Mills Daily. I haven't seen Grimmy for ages. I'm enjoying it a lot. It's time to play.
I really like coming here, but it was feel like I'm in the way.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like you want me here, but I always feel like Chris Stark's
Why?
A bit like, okay.
Oh, really?
That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, that's what I think.
I always want you here.
Am I that DJ that you don't like that you follow on Twitter?
No, but I heard you talking about
this. Yeah, I've got one.
Have you got one as well?
What, a DJ?
So Grimmy was...
Oh, is it me?
No.
I was... You know, I was talking a while ago about someone that I follow that I don't actually like. I just follow them because they annoy me.
Yeah.
And they work here.
Yeah.
But was it a DJ?
It's not you.
Is it a DJ?
It's... I'm not gonna go any further than that.
It's a DJ.
Have you got a DJ?
Yeah, I've got one that gets on my nerves, but I follow them.
But you have to, don't you?
Yeah,
because you work here.
But sometimes I follow more people that I don't like than I do like.
Why? Really?
But just because I like it. I like not liking people more than I like liking people.
I know what you mean. He follows people that really annoy him just because...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So Grimmy's here and it's time to put on the cameras for Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
The lads are in shorts today.
Very short shorts today, Grimmy.
Sorry. I cut them once, and then I thought they were longer. And then when I stood up, they were shorter.
Also, that's a very tight T-shirt.
I know. I think my Justin Bieber T-shirt shrunk in the wash. It's like bodycon.
It's an ill-fitting PE kit you wear.
Yeah, it's
really
great.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Let us know if you're watching. Might give you a shout out. So it's time for Innuendo Bingo. Looking good, lads.
Okay.
Okay. So. Water, please. Whenever Grimmy's on, I look forward to it because it's always an absolute mess.
Okay.
We get proper soaked.
I'm going to use the headphones as a hairband. Do you like that?
Yeah, oh, good. All right, then. So first we go... Oh, it's the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Ooh. And here's Fiona from the show.
Oh, God.
Water, loads of it, please.
Okay.
Fiona from the show, letting us know what she does when she gets kind of... you know what it is. Letting us know. Not already. Letting us know, Fiona here. God. When she gets bored of a weekend. No hands. Let it flood out if it's got to come out.
And there was the Formula One.
Yeah.
The tennis.
Yeah.
And then the cycling. Mm. And it was flicking all day. Got there in the end.
What's she all about?
I actually don't want to know.
And it was flicking all day, flicking. Got there in the end.
Thank you, Jack.
It took a while.
Jack and Rob and everyone else that texted in
got there in the end. People were texting me about that. In you end up being good.
Yeah. Danny from Norfolk says, I'm sat in the car watching this on my phone. I'm not going shopping until this is over.
No, this is far more serious.
Loving the shorts, Grim, says someone.
Thanks, babe. Has Kylie been back on? They're quite Kylie-esque, these shorts, aren't they?
They are very good.
They are, actually. Yeah. Quite spinning around, aren't they?
Very much so.
More water, please. Next, over to a history documentary presented by Lucy Worsley on BBC Four. Now, here's Lucy with a top fact about Queen Elizabeth I, who was... God. Oh, no, this is going to...
Oh, she always cracks me up.
We're going to be here till four.
Okay. Okay.
A top fact about Queen Elizabeth I, who was particularly well attended.
Elizabeth's vast clothing collection required a huge retinue of staff to look after it. One man was employed just to look after her muff.
Oh my God!
That was a great one.
Was that in my eyeballs, that one? Wow! And what a job!
I know.
Oh, right.
Just for that?
Just for that, wow.
One man was employed just to look after her muff.
Word. They know what they're doing.
They don't.
They do.
Do you think our current queen has someone to do that with her muff?
To look after her muff?
Yeah, her muff that she puts her hands in to keep warm in the winter.
No. It seems excessive.
However, I found out the other day, I don't know whether this is true.
Fern has one.
Yes, no. Yeah. That the queen has someone to walk her shoes in for her. How amazing is that?
I want someone to, you know, when you get...
What are you going to say?
When you get jeans and they're not the right fit.
You want someone to wear them in
for
you?
To wear them in and then give them back.
All right.
Yeah.
Chris Stark, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Emma in Reading, thank you for that one. Good spot. Let's go back in time a few months to the Winter Olympics now. And at the curling, the commentator seems pretty much unfazed by some startling events on the ice rink.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian...
Oh, I missed the Winter Olympics.
Just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
I love this game still. Oh, wow, you're wet.
Oh.
Okay. Well, get him back. Get him back. No, don't just chuck it at him.
Oh, sorry, my hand slipped.
Right.
My hand slipped.
Oh, come on.
That's bad. Bad sport.
Bad form.
My hand slipped. It's wet glass.
And now to the weekend's British Grand Prix.
Okay.
And in the middle of talking about the weather, here's Susie Perry having to quickly explain something that's just flashed up on the screen.
The temperatures are really quite good for the British Grand Prix. We saw a few pictures there of Jensen's helmet.
Jensen Button there.
Jensen, that's outrageous.
A few pictures there of Jensen's helmet.
Just flashed up on the screen. Wow. Susie didn't know what to do.
I've never been this wet. Haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I've not.
Last time you were.
No, it wasn't this wet. It's out of control.
Mark and James sent that one in. Let's stay at the Formula One now.
I think I lost a contact lens in that one.
Yes.
Oh, no, Robbie.
I think so.
Excellent. Can you just... How many fingers am I holding up? Yeah.
It's just the left one.
Bex in East Grinstead says these scenes are just incredible that I'm watching here. It's good today, isn't it? Okay, let's start the Formula One. Go over to David Coulthard this time, who is spotted. I don't know. Who spotted a military band who couldn't be more ready to give an impressive performance.
We have the Her Majesty's Royal Marine Band from Collingwood. Look at them standing erect and ready.
Oh God,
that was unnecessary. That one.
Standing erect and ready.
Thank you, Andy and Jake, for that one.
Oh, shoes and socks are off.
Oh, what are you doing, Chris?
Sorry, it's all just got a bit specialist.
What do you mean? Oh, Diana Vickers.
What?
Barefoot.
I genuinely just said.
Do you like the Who Goat?
I really like the Who Goat.
A classic now from BBC Two's Collectaholics. And with half the programme still to go, here's Mel off of Mel and Sue with something to really look forward to in part two.
But will a valuation convince Stuart to sell?
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Oh, Sue.
Something quite amazing happened there. Did you see that?
What?
It's like our spray met together and it's
billowed
out.
Wow.
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
That's not even one, but I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, mate.
Thank you.
Water, please. Now we're going over to BBC Look North and their coverage of the Tour de France from the weekend now. What are you doing?
Sorry.
He keeps doing weird, like, sport things like this. Like,
sport
reaching the neck and...
Weird. So, this old cyclist used to ride back in the 50s. Mm. He's not ridden for a while, though, as this presenter finds out.
Did you get that same feeling, that same excitement as when you were on the bike in 58?
Yes, but it took a while to come. It takes a while to get excited these days.
Let's listen on.
I bet it does, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Brian.
Love Brian.
Yes, but it took a while to come. It takes a while to get excited these days. But,
I bet it does, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I hear you, Brian.
Mark in Yorkshire, thank you for that one from BBC Look North. Now... The hotel inspector returns on Channel 5. More water, please. Mm. This is the show where Alex, the hotel inspector, goes back to see how the old hotels are getting on and whether they've changed them beds. And here's a man who's impressing Alex much, much more than last time.
Well, you know, you told me you said grow a set and speak your mind.
Mark has a lot more spunk than he did last time I met him. I'm not sure how long it's going to last or whether it's entirely a good thing. But it was definitely not.
Thank you. You just did it on yourself.
I just did it all over myself.
You need to spray, not drop.
I know.
Oh, man. And it's wetter than I remember.
Yeah. Why's your hair dry?
She ain't got me yet.
Sam
How
and
many more?
This, we can make this the last one if you want. Sam in Grantham says, Grimmy is my absolute favourite for Innuendo Bingo. You won't get pneumonia.
Is that on the risk assessment?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to play one of your favourites now. Let's make it two
more.
Not
if
I did. Don't say that. How do you draw attention to it?
Innuendo Bingo.
Water, please. And one of Chris's absolute favourites now. Mm. Water, Chris.
Want for the pen?
No, I'm done.
Mm.
Chris's favourite now from the Gulf. Ready, Chris?
Ken Brown, you're just going to
be true. Can't even.
Stop!
He can't even do it.
I really nearly swore then.
Ken Brown.
Don't swear.
Like one of the worst words.
Right, now you know it's the Ken Brown one, Chris.
I know, but I know
prepare yourself.
I know what he does
with with his balls.
Oh my God.
I know what he does.
Come on, through it.
This is just T-shirt.
Oh, that's going to shrink even more now.
I know.
Is that a counterfeit?
No, it's real.
Oh.
I bought it when I went to see the Believe tour.
Right, okay.
It's a great day.
Never say never.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ken Brown. Water.
I'm going to try imagine Ken Brown doing something else.
Okay, go on then.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
It's still good, that one. And one more.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I could play this all day. Okay, let's go now to a classic.
Oh, I feel like I haven't been Ken Brown as well right now.
Yeah. A classic from BBC WM, and it's our favourite, Caroline Martin. Have you heard Caroline before?
No.
Oh, she's amazing.
I listen to this. I might have.
And as we know, during her radio show, Caroline likes to keep herself busy when the songs are on. Here we go. Try and get through this, Chris.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey. Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again. I tell you, that was cheery.
Love her.
Wow.
Just for changing a light bulb.
Wow.
I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again. I tell you, that was cheery.
Yes,
that was brilliant. That was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. It's good to have you back on Bingo.
Good to be back.
Thank you
Better without eggnog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, much better. Yeah.
Almost refreshing in this warm weather. Ooh,
that's right. In a short. Thanks, Grimmy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
This is BBC Radio 1 playing Calvin Harris and Feel So Close. So the next thing that we're going to bring to you, I think we can now bring to you at 2:45 this afternoon.
Can we?
I think so, yes. I think it's all been smoothed over.
Ah, you know more than me then.
We made a phone call to one of our bosses earlier, and I was genuinely scared that it didn't... I mean, it didn't go well, did it?
It's a good idea.
A great idea.
Great idea. Until it happened at that point, we were suddenly like...
But I think we can play it. Someone's out there now, so I don't know... Maybe I should go and speak to them.
I don't know. I think I don't get the impression. If you're saying it's sorted, I don't get the impression it probably is.
I really want to play it though.
Have you spoken to said boss?
I haven't personally. No.
Right. Well, that's
maybe something. I should.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll hope to bring you that at 2:45. If not, there'll be something else on.
Good. Well, that's something to look forward to for everyone.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier, I said that there was a chocolate thief in this building. It's actually more blatant than that.
More blatant than a chocolate thief?
Because it's just how... I mean, if they were a thief and I didn't, like, know exactly what happened, this is much more blatant. And I'm finding out more details all the time. So yesterday, let me just set the scene for you. I did some work as a favour for someone, and they very kindly gave me a box of chocolates. Premium selection, actually. And I offered them out to the team, didn't I? And we all had
I had one.
Yeah, and I think Chris there and Will had one or two. That was it. And it's like a double layer box, you know?
Mm.
So I left them on my desk yesterday. And I wouldn't normally do this because he doesn't really like being on air, but I'm now going to bring in the producer of this show, Will. Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
Hello.
Right, so do...
this is like Jeremy Kyle where they bring in the staff. This is great.
Take us... I mean, I wouldn't normally want to do this and make an example of anybody, but I feel this is needed because it's blatant. So if you can pick us up the story from where I left the chocolates on the desk, please, if you would.
Okay, I was...
The trouble is here, they're not telling me who it is. So let's have this now. Go on.
Just working at my desk.
Yeah. When was this? Yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, probably about 5:30.
Sure. Okay, so I wasn't here.
And actually, Chris wasn't there either.
No.
Yeah.
So what happened?
This person came up and thrust their hand towards your chocolate box.
Did they ask before they put their hand in my chocolate box?
I gave them a look and said, "Would you like a chocolate?"
Oh, after they put their hand in?
Yeah,
okay, go on.
And they said, "Oh, if that's okay."
Well, they already had their hand in there, but all right, I'll let that slide.
Yeah, but you'd let that, come on.
Yeah, I'll let that
it's
go.
It's Sharon's caring, you let
yeah,
them have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, of course.
Took a couple.
Should have asked before.
What? Took a couple.
What do you mean, took a couple?
They took two, maybe three.
On the first go?
Yeah.
Okay, then what happened?
Chatted to a colleague and they took one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
He went back to his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he popped back over.
Mm-hmm.
And asked me if he could have...
Sorry, you make this sound like you're doing a police statement. The way like you're doing this.
And then what, Will?
He asked me if he could have one more.
Okay.
He took three.
Three!
Oh, he's
this is that. It's so bad. Three. No one takes three.
Then someone gave me a phone call.
Yeah.
And while I was on the phone, he snuck back and took the whole box.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
And do you know what? It's good. It's not good to tell tales, Will. But in this instance, I think he deserves that this is talked about.
Absolutely outrageous.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. But they won't tell me who it is. Why won't you tell me? Just don't.
But it's great because everyone in the office, I can see our office right now, and it's
everyone's.
But he knows.
Oh, is it he? Is it?
From what I gather.
Okay, well, that's more than I know so far.
It was a he, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a he.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, good news. So there's been a lot of drama here today. I just wanted to have a bit of a laugh with some phone calls. But we did it to someone quite important here at Radio 1, and I didn't think he was going to let us play it. But in a minute, I will play you all of what we did earlier. When I decided to call...
Are you sure? Are we allowed... Are we definitely allowed to play this?
He said, yeah.
Has he?
Yeah. We're allowed to play it now. So I will play you what we recorded earlier when we called one of our bosses.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'll level with you. I'm not actually 100% sure we're allowed, but it's too
Scott.
Good not to play. You can't waste good material like this.
Could leave it to tomorrow.
No, it's all fine. So we made a call earlier. We recorded all of this earlier today. Here's what happened. Every now and again, you know I like to call people and put them on hold. I've done it with celebrities before. I think it was Mariah Carey.
Yeah, you suddenly had it in your head that it was a really good idea to put famouses on hold.
I was like, hang on a second, Mariah, please hold, and played her some hold music like this. I just like the idea of a massive famous being placed on hold because that never happens to them. Like, they don't have to call a call centre ever. They have someone to do it for them.
But no, but often you're on hold to these famouses, aren't you? Before an interview, because they're obviously doing lots of interviews and things, they say, please hold, you listen to some music. But I'm guarantee they've never been on hold.
Never. So it's quite good for like someone like Mariah Carey to have a bit of... call is important to us.
Was it Mariah Carey? I think it was, and she was really confused by the situation.
Wasn't it Shakira?
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, same.
That's it.
Same. Same level of famous. Really.
Still, a massive star on hold.
Today, I want to ramp this up a bit. So, it's not a celebrity we're calling, it's someone else. And we're going to change it a bit. When they're on hold, they will be able to hear absolutely everything that we are saying. Instead of just hearing music like Shakira did, they're going to hear us talking as well. About them. And we will be casually insulting them. So it's going to be awkward because they'll be hearing absolutely everything. But they think we don't know that.
So let me get this right. You're going to put someone on hold.
Mm-hmm.
So they just think they're on hold like normal.
Yep. But we'll be talking over the music and they'll be able to hear absolutely everything we say.
Right.
So the game is we put someone on hold, but they're not really on hold. They can hear everything we're saying. The awkward bit is that they are hearing absolutely everything, but they think we don't know that.
Mm.
It's going to be really awkward. And you know who I'm going to call?
Who?
Our boss.
No, you see, you said this earlier, and I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
I really like it.
Is there no one else that we can do this on just to test if this will actually... My worry is here, you've been at this radio station for a long time now.
That's right, darling. Right,
I think if you insult our boss... I think you'll find a way to get out of it.
Do you reckon?
Do you know? But I worry this is very career limiting for me.
That's why I'm enjoying it.
I don't think this is... I really think out of all... I mean, I can see why it's a laugh to you, but I worry this could go really wrong. So let me get this right. Our boss will be on hold, but he'll hear everything that we say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not sure about this.
But then when we come back to him after putting him on hold, it'll be really awkward.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he would have heard everything we're saying about him, but he doesn't know that we know that.
So from the second that we get through to our boss,
he
will hear everything.
Yeah, I'm really scared
okay,
now.
So we call, and then you're going to make some excuse to put him on hold.
Yeah.
And at that point, we let the insults begin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But now I'm worried
a horrendously bad idea.
But now that I'm worried that my insults that I've got in my head are too bad.
Right.
Are too offensive.
Well, I think let's not overthink it.
Okay. Oh, really? I was going to script them. Okay, let's just go with it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Right.
So okay, good luck, everyone.
So we call our boss.
Mm.
I'll let you do the small talk.
All right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then put them on hold.
Yeah. Let's just get on with it.
Right.
Okay, before I change my mind. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Reese. It's Scott. You're right.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, you were coming up as no caller ID.
Oh, sorry. No, we're in the studio. Chris is here as well. Is now a good time to chat about the show?
Yeah, it's not a bad time now.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks. So, yeah, Chris is here anyway.
You're right.
Okay. We've got this amazing thing with the Saturdays tomorrow. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have, yeah.
It's so good. It's really, really awkward. And they were actually really up for it, weren't they?
Mm.
It's really good. Oh, Reese, give me a second. Can I just put you on hold a sec? Hang on, there's a problem in the studio. Yep. Hang on, sorry.
No problem.
Don't you find talking to him really awkward?
It's awkward.
It's like he's got one of those faces that is hard enough to talk to.
I know.
But one of those, his voice is almost worse.
It's just a little bit like... I mean, I dread these catch-ups, to be honest. Mm. I mean, you're just like, oh, have them.
Yeah, do you mind if you do it?
Well, no, you can't leave.
Well, no, I just never really know what to say.
I know.
I'm usually distracted
by... Hard to talk to, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, normally when he walks around the office and that...
It's,
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Reese. So the Saturday's thing is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bingo with Grimmy today as well. Awesome.
Yeah.
And
if we can, can we run you for another a few other plans that we've got for next week as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Give me a sec. All right, we'll back in a sec.
Do you ever laugh at the stuff he wears? Like, considering he's an office.
Seriously, it's like he's a boss. Like, try and act like one.
The beard.
He's probably on the toilet again with a copy of the Daily Star.
For me, it's his beard.
It's where he takes. That's his office.
It's the beard of someone dodgy.
Never trust a man with that beard.
Have you ever smelt him?
No, I haven't got that close. I've worked with him for years. I mean, he's a great guy, but
I wouldn't.
No. Hello.
Sorry. Hello.
Hi. Sorry. Yes. So next week we're thinking that we've done this thing called Sack of Shame.
Yes.
Which is really good. It's just basically Chris going up and down in the lift. And we're thinking of running that next week.
Are you going to visualise that?
Yeah, we've already filmed. Hang on a second. Sorry.
You know, he's one of those people that pretends to be hard.
Do you think?
Closet Jedward fan. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think he's like a secret pop queen?
I think so, yeah. I think he's quite angry.
Because he is
person.
Quite like really football lads.
That's
isn't
what,
he?
Yeah.
But I think he probably secretly likes, like, Girls Aloud.
Mm. Flower arranging.
And, yeah, Lady Gaga. And
I think he lives a very different life.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think... Like,
but what, his image is different?
Hard image, yeah, secret pop queen.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he says he likes all these cool bands and that, but, like, where's the evidence?
Yeah, true. Do you rate him as a boss? Like, he's...
He's good. I mean, I've worked with him for years. He's always been, you know, good.
What's
to me.
What's your least favourite thing about him?
Probably the beard, yeah.
The beard. It's hard to get past that, isn't it?
God. Hello?
Yeah, I am a secret pop queen.
Oh! Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
He heard it all.
Yeah, can you come and see me when you finish your show, both of you, 4:00?
Okay. All right, fine.
All right then.
In my office.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay,
bye.
Then. Bye then.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just read you some of the comments that are coming in now? Career finishing, lol. Please stop. I feel sick and nervous cringe. Jeff from Dorset. I'm crying. Off to the headmaster's office you go. Genuinely feel sick. Cat in Birmingham.
Hashtag P45.
Yeah. This is the cringiest thing I've ever heard, says Fleur. Cringe glands have exploded, says Sam in York.
But it's out there now, isn't
David
it?
David says his cringe glands have ruptured.
So it's out. So we've played it.
Yeah.
From what I can...
That's what we recorded earlier.
So, and the situation with the boss is we are still seeing him after the show.
Yes.
Is it?
So it's... I didn't like that bit... both of you in my office, because actually he is quite hard. Like we said that he wasn't, but like
some people asking if that's our real. Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it's our boss.
It's
I'm quite scared of him. So I'll see. We'll see you at 4:00 then.
BBC Radio 1.
There's a festival going on at the moment, ahead of one in Scotland this weekend. The one in Scotland is called Tea in the Park. But then there's another one in Scotland called G in the Park, and it's Greg James' own mini festival.
Do you know what? I was watching a bit of it last night. I tuned in. It's one of those things, you start watching it and you end up watching for so much longer.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, I don't know, what's the word for it? It's a bit like Big Brother. Is it?
Yeah.
What's the word? Voyeuristic?
Yeah, voyeuristic. It's just people not really doing that much, but it's strangely addictive. Hello, Gregory James.
Hello, how you doing?
Really good.
Thank you for your comments last night, Chris.
I kind of enjoyed feeling involved in it. Do you know what I mean? Because what was quite sweet is you were reading all the tweets and texts that you were getting and stuff like that. So it's quite cool watching you on a screen and getting involved.
It was crazy because it's, you know, like you were saying it's like Big Brother, but it is. But it's weirdly more interactive because I can see what people are saying about what they're watching.
Exactly. And they
so
can't
last
do
night
that.
In my tent, I lost something. And I was just talking to myself going, oh, where's my eye mask? And someone tweeted going, oh, it's under the airbed.
That's so weird. Does it freak you out a little bit? Because, like, last night there were a lot of people watching you all night on YouTube.
Yeah, there were loads of people that just wouldn't let me sleep because they were tweeting going, hey, don't go to bed yet. And it's really bizarre. I knew that would be the weirdest bit, and it definitely was. But we had a wicked night last night, and you might be able to hear in the background the 1975 warming up.
Did they stay the night?
No, they were staying at a hotel, but they popped in for a couple of hours last night just to hang out.
Didn't they turn up at like midnight?
Yeah, they turned up at midnight, and then just Twitter went mad because it was being streamed on YouTube every night from 10.
Yeah,
that went crazy. So people all around the world, all the 1975 fans from all over the world,
it's so
going,
good.
Oh my god, what? How are they there?
And they just randomly turned up. I love it.
But it was really good because there was no producers or sort of cameramen or you know anything like that, so it didn't feel like it was an interview. They were just quite chilled out and just talking. So yeah, I actually got to know them quite well because I'd not really spent much time with them before.
Yeah.
And they're really nice, just chilled out.
I've got a clip of when the 1975 were there last night, and you remember we gave you some presents to take into the building yesterday.
Yeah.
Matty from 1975 found one of the presents.
He did.
You have to listen quite carefully because it's kind of muffled on the microphones, but this is Matty from 1975 finding the picture of naked Matt Edmondson.
What's that a picture of? Oh, it's Matt Edmondson in underwear. Is that actually his body?
Yes.
Are you confused?
I'm not confused, but like the that's not like an embarrassing photo.
Are you impressed?
I'm impressed by that. I'm not into it at all. But I'm impressed by it.
I'm not into it at all.
Just to reiterate, I'm not into it.
I'm not gay. But but he was he's impressed by Edmondson slamming bod, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. No, I think he was just a bit bemused about the whole thing.
Yes.
Because it was very odd. But actually last night it was the closest you can get to what it feels like at a real festival at that nighttime bit where everyone's just a bit sleepy and a bit sort of knackered from the day.
Do you feel, being on late at night, do you feel like a bit like you're on Babe Station?
Hi. I did. last night, someone actually said that. They went, oh, go and answer, just go to the camera and answer some questions up close. I'm not going to get my bits out. This isn't Babe Station.
It's not this kind of channel.
But yes, I totally felt like that at one point last night because they were doing a question answer session type thing or like a get me to do whatever type thing.
Mm.
And it did turn into, oh, just touch your left breast. It's a bit like that.
Now, I know that you're lacking a headliner for Friday, aren't you?
Yes, I need to talk to you about this. I really need your help because I know how you and Chris will, you know, I think you respond well to a challenge.
Yes, absolutely.
I do need some help because if you might remember yesterday, Churches was supposed to be on, but Ian from Churches was not very well, so we had to get Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pipers, sorry, to do yesterday instead of Friday. So we've got a spot on Friday for a band.
Okay.
I need your help.
Yep, okay, so if any bands are listening, then get in touch now. What kind of level do we need?
Do you want a band?
Bands, pop stars, whatever.
Okay, but what about if it was like someone that's doing the university circuits at the moment? Let's say, I don't know, the Venger Boys. S Club 3.
At this stage, beggars can't be choosers.
Okay, well, let's put it out there then.
But
rather not.
I will say that I've seen that S Club 3 clip from Australian Good Morning TV.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's the best thing on the internet. We could maybe recreate that here.
Oh, that would be good.
So
good.
It's when they're all a little bit out of shape and they all a little bit out of tune.
Yes.
And they obviously hadn't seen each other for about 3 months. Yeah. They hadn't rehearsed.
Yeah.
That performance, I think, would go down quite well here.
On live television.
That was incredible.
I can tweet for you. I can tweet some pop stars.
Yeah, please do. Yeah,
all of Chris's reference points are from generally the early 2000s. So, yeah. I mean, people from his childhood.
Yeah.
Who else?
Andre.
Atomic Kitten.
I think DJ Lock and MC Neat.
Oh, there we are, right
there. That would smash it.
And they won't be busy.
How about you?
They're
probably in Napa.
Blazing Squad.
Oh, see, he always goes to Blazing Squad. However, I noticed that actually, Greg, aren't you on the same bill as Blazing Squad soon, or I am? There's one of the two.
Really?
At some young farmers event.
Are they on?
I think they're on.
What, the Royal Welsh Show?
Yes, it might be either you've got them that one night, or it's me.
Oh.
But one of us has also got Gareth Gates.
Oh no, I'm Gates.
Are you Gates?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Squad.
So you're
then.
Squad.
Oh, that's incredible.
Okay, well, let's ask anybody who is listening at the moment. We need a headliner for Friday for G in the Park. Let us know if you're up for it. 81199 okay. Or tweet at BBCR1.
So it can be Gates, it can be anyone. I mean, we can aim high, we can aim Bowers, we can do whatever.
Okay, cool. So we need someone for Friday. Who have you got today? 1975,
obviously. It is 1975, who you can probably hear if I just point the microphone at him.
Sounding quite melty in the background there.
Say hi to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I'm a ghost.
I don't know what he said then.
Hi, Scott. Gold. Yeah. Okay, good. So
interesting show.
You can...
So, live stuff from them after 5 o'clock.
Okay, so you can watch on the Radio 1 website from 4 o'clock today. You can watch it on the BBC Red Button. Is it on the YouTubes at 4 as well?
No, 10 o'clock tonight is on the YouTubes.
Okay.
And then it's on Radio 1 website from 4, Red Button from 4, and on the wireless from 4.
Awesome, okay. Yeah. So listen and watch Greg today from G in the Park. It's all going very well. Are you washing or not, like a real festival?
I am actually washing. I am washing. I feel like it's unfair. There's a good shower complex here, to be honest. Oh. It's good. It's good here.
Lovely
but
showers.
It's not nice. If you've got a new audience every day, they don't want to...
Yeah,
they don't need that as well.
Absolutely true. And how are the lovely listeners?
They're good. I'm just about to... The second lot today have just arrived, so I'm going to go downstairs and meet them now.
Cool, they've just
arrived, yeah.
Big Mo. We might be able to get hold of Big Mo for you. Would that interest you?
Big Mo from EastEnders?
Yes.
No, we need someone who can play an instrument.
Yeah, but she can DJ.
I mean...
Okay, then.
Again, I know I'll refer you back to Beggars Can't Be Choosers, but... I don't know. I don't know if nothing would be better than
imagine that.
Imagine
that on a line. Imagine seeing that on a poster. The 1975 and Big Mo. G in the Park.
Okay, well, we'll see how far down the wire it gets. You know what I mean? You might be thankful of Big Mo come Friday.
Yeah, no, you're right. All right. Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Later in the week, some very exciting stuff with the Saturdays, which we recorded just before I went away. That's on tomorrow. And it is brilliant. You know how... Blokes will often say that, you know, the Saturdays are their dream girls. Oh, I'd love to be stuck in a room with the Saturdays.
Yeah, people will often boast about things that they can't really back up, or I don't think they would really back up in real life.
Yeah. So we're going to put it to the test. We've already done this. What about if a man was actually stuck in a room with the Saturdays? You all might say it, oh, I'd love to be in a room with them. Yeah, I love it. But what about if you were? Would it be spectacularly awkward, especially if maybe they turned on the charm a little bit? I can't wait to play you this. That's tomorrow afternoon on the show. And then on Thursday, Uni and Jay will be here playing Innuendo Bingo. Is that all of them?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, all four of them? Five-way bingo with Uni and Jay. Thursday afternoon, that'll be at 1:45. Okay, I hear that Charlie Sloth is a wobbling his way into the studio.
He's taking his time, isn't he? He's normally here by now. He must have set off late.
I know.
Must have set off about when? Probably about 3:20 or something.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Widen the doors, it's Charlie Sloth!
Yeah!
How are you, my darling?
Cool, cuz. How are you, Millsy?
Yeah, I'm good. You're looking fresh.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Handsome and everything.
Have you been to the gym?
No.
No? Oh, you look like you are.
I've been out with Jim.
Who's Jim?
My bedroom still.
So, since we last spoke, because I was in Mallorca last week, you've been doing the resorts, have you?
No, I've actually had a month off. I'm not doing no shows until the end of July because I've been filming my new TV show.
Oh, you're not DJing?
No, not until the end of the month because my days are pretty hectic at the moment. I start filming at 5 a.m.
What's the new show, please?
It's Charlie Sloth's Fat Pads. Are you laughing?
What's that?
It's fat with a P, obviously.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
What is it, then?
So it's almost like a modern spin of Cribs. You know?
Are you, like, Cribs for larger people?
No, cuz.
So why are you on?
What?
I mean,
like extra large, like, doors and stuff.
Knowledge of property?
Something like that. And my charismatic charm and, you know, good looks for the camera. Yeah.
It's an interesting one, because I'm just seeing, like, I imagine with these things, they have to choose between a wide variety of people.
Yeah. Mm.
But what makes you the perfect face of Fat Pads?
Yeah.
That's what I'd want to know.
Obviously, like I just said... I'm very charismatic, charming, and the personality's on smash, and I am really good looking. Like, I look great on camera. I look great.
Are you the Kirsty Allsop of hip hop?
He does look good on camera. I've got to say, do you remember when they did when you were at the Albert Hall? What was it for again?
Oh yeah, you look well smart on that.
And they put you in a suit.
Yeah, well, I put myself in a suit.
It was really sweet, wasn't it?
It was really good. I mean, normally the camera puts pounds on people, but when you've got pounds already there, it's all good.
Like, yeah, like, you know what? Some of the houses I've actually seen are out of this world. I thought my house was outrageous. I honestly thought my house is the best house ever. And then some of these houses I've seen. Yeah. Wow.
Now, are they famous people's fat pants?
It's a mixture. So we went to Millionaire's Row and went to the house of the owner of Tottenham Football Club.
Sick.
Which was out of this world.
You should go to Millsy's fat pad.
I would love to do that.
You can if you want.
See Millsy's fat one.
I'm not sure it's fat enough.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I've heard rumours that it's massive.
It's all right. I mean, it's got
a big downstairs.
I've got a big downstairs.
Did you dig down?
It's good for... Oh, yeah.
I dug down. Did you?
It's good for entertaining. Do you know what I'm saying? Sick kitchen. Anyway, so it's time to play Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. I can't wait for your new show.
It's going to be sick, cos.
What about this?
Only one member of Mumford & Sons is a meat eater. But until last year, he pretended to be a vegetarian to fit in and had to sneak off from the tour bus at night for a bacon sandwich.
Ooh, wow. You know what it's like? I mean, some of my best friends are vegetarians, but they do take it very seriously. And sometimes you just think, go on, have a bit of ham. But they don't.
Mm.
Have you ever tried that? I mean, I can't imagine you being a veg.
No, it's not happening. It's not happening. I love a bit of meat.
Yeah,
but Mumford & Sons, I mean, they are quite farmy, aren't they? And you can imagine that they'd be on the veg.
Quite earthy, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Like, they'd always eat organic.
Yeah, Charlie, you seem quiet about this. You are familiar with Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are.
They're sick, bruv.
You don't even know who they are?
They do like that, it's almost like country sounding music, innit?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
You don't play that on One Extra, do you?
No, we don't.
No. So one of Mumford & Sons was a fake vegetarian, didn't even eat wafer-thin ham.
Whoa.
Which is kind of allowed, I think.
Is it? I don't think it is.
It's almost like being a secret eater.
Yeah. I love that show. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Really?
With Anna Ryder, what's her face? And, like, she's hiding behind, like, a wall, and there's two people who are like, oh, I don't understand why I'm fat, I don't eat much. And then there's cameras on them, and then the wall comes down, and she bursts in and goes, ah, you're a secret eater. You're a secret eater.
We've said it with these shows before, is what they do is they put out a year's worth of food, and they say, look, this is how much pizza you get through in a year. And I always look at that, and I go, yeah, it's a lot, but it is a year.
Yeah, but when it's in a blender, it's an unpleasant.
You'd love to see what Charlie ate in a year.
Oh, God.
Well, that would be sick.
You'd need a fat pad for that, wouldn't you?
That's a TV show in itself.
That is a TV show.
One of Mumford & Sons, fake vegetarian, used to sneak off for bacon, real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say no real, because that's quite sad.
That one is no real.
Bet it happens, though, but it doesn't happen to Mumford & Sons. What about this one?
South American football commentators originally started shouting goal and making the word last as long as they could in order to buy themselves time to work out the name of the goal scorer.
So this is what they do in Brazil.
That is amazing.
Very good.
It's amazing.
So that's a Brazilian commentator. But did they do that for a really long time just so they could kind of stall for time a little bit and work out who the player was?
I think it's definitely become a tradition, but I think that's a great point because there probably wasn't that much technology when they started doing that. Say goal as long as you can, and then you can figure it all out. You know, someone can be there with the binoculars or something and try and figure it out. I think this could be real.
I think this could be real as well because I do this quite a lot on my show. I'll make really weird noises, shout a lot while I'm trying to remember who I'm interviewing. Mm. And then once I've remembered, I'm like, oh, so, yeah.
Is that where all the noises come from?
No, not really. They are great fillers, but that's not where they came from. But I do use them quite a lot to kind of bring myself back to planet Earth and remember where I am and who I'm with. Sometimes I float away.
Because you do a lot of noises and fire in the booth. I notice a lot of noises coming from you.
Yeah.
Is that... I've always wondered this, because I'm a massive fan of Fire in the Booth, right?
Yeah.
And I will watch it quite a lot. But you will chip in with noises every now and then. Mm. Now, is that just for you to feature in the Fire in the Booth? Do you know what I mean?
No, because I just get excited.
They're smashing it.
Yeah, I get excited. I get carried away. Sometimes I honestly do get quite carried away and I find myself saying things that I shouldn't really be saying. But, you know, it's part of the Fire in the Booth segment, which makes it what it is. I think without music...
Okay, good.
You're a liberty, Millsy. You're such a liberty.
You're bored. Just because you're bored, I was learning something there. I was
really bored. Okay, so goal, long time, Brazil, real or no real?
That's real, that one. Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, it started when the really big football stadiums were built in Brazil. The commentary boxes were right at the back where you couldn't see which player was which. So the commentators needed time for someone to help them work it out. So hence, long goals.
Ooh.
I think we should have one more. What about this one?
Getting the meat sweats releases chemicals which make you more attractive to the opposite sex.
That's why I'm so hot, cuz.
Is it?
Man has constantly got the meat sweats. I'm on smash with that. I never knew that was working for me like that.
What have you had for lunch today?
Do you know what? I've not actually had lunch yet, but I had two bacon sandwiches.
He's got to answer, Scott. This is...
God, this is going on.
Mars bar. There are other chocolates available. Ooh. I love Mars bars, though.
Brilliant.
Oh, come on, let's get a grip.
Meat sweats make you sexy. Like a little whiff of pork there. Oh, yeah. Hello, ladies.
Mm. Ladies love a bit of meat, though, don't they?
Yeah, they love it,
do
don't
you,
they?
Do you think this only works one way? As in, because I'm trying to imagine, for me, a girl with meat sweats is not an ideal smell.
They do get them, though.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Girls get meat sweats.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I only found that women fart last week.
Oh, my God.
I never knew they farted. I was with some girl, she farted. I was really sick.
You're actually okay, serious?
Good. I'm being sick. I never knew they farted.
Where were you when she farted?
In a lift. It's quite awkward.
Who was it?
I'm not going to mention her name.
Why are we entertaining this?
Now, I'm not going to mention her name.
Ever there was a time for the Oscar music.
But I thought it was really rude of Denise to do that in a
quick
lift. And she's my producer and she works on my show. And now real I know no that women fart. I think it's really awkward.
Shut up. Meat sweats make you sexy. Real or no real? You just answer.
Real and no real for Charlie.
Okay.
No. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
I said no real. I won.
I mean, at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10. Charlie got 30.
Yep. Big man tink, yeah.
You know when you go around these people's houses, are the padlocks on the fridge?
No, there's not. Do you know what's really awkward though? We do something in the show called the bed test, right? Where I take a running jump and I jump onto the bed.
God. Do you actually?
I do. Check it out, yeah. I was in this £7 million house in West London, and I'd done the bed test. And the bed went through the floor.
No, it didn't.
It's on camera. The bed went through the floor.
Also, is it true you had to be winched out of the mud at Glastonbury?
No, let's not talk about that.
And you strained your groin?
Listen.
Is that true?
No, but I'll tell you what is true, though. The Sloth Pod is out right now, and it's got some great interviews with DJ Mustard, YG, Kidding. It's amazing. And we've got a beat for sale from DJ Mustard. 50 grand. We're going to give the money to charity.
I have no idea who those people are.
DJ Mustard. Mustard on the beat. Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You're a normal heterosexual male, right? Would you like to be stuck in a room with the Saturdays? Of course you would. If it actually happened, though... Would it be really awkward? Find out on tomorrow's show from 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.